Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the sixth installment in Laws of Shemitah. An interesting thing to realize in the Shemitah year is there is one leniency that comes our way, which is as follows. Of course, we know that produce in Israel is normally subject to the laws of Truma and Maaser, the special gifts given to the Kohen, the special gifts given to the Levite. Even though we're not clear today who Kohanim and Levim really are, and we don't give Truma and Maaser to that specific Kohen or that specific Levi, we still need, for Israeli produce, we still need to separate it and set it aside and deal with it, which maybe we'll discuss in another series how exactly that's dealt with. An interesting thing is that in the Shemitah year, the whole concept is it's not my field. And the produce is not, I mean, it's my produce because I picked it, but it's not my produce because I grew it, because it's not my field anyway. In which case, the whole concept of Truma and Maaser connects to things that are mine that I need to share with the Kohen or the Levite. That doesn't apply here because the Kohen or Levi can come and take it as easily as I can come and take it. I believe we mentioned that earlier in the series, that I'm not allowed to stop people from taking apples from my orchard during the Shemitah year, if it's Shemitah apples. So I don't need to separate Truma and Maaser on the apples that I picked because the Kohen or Levi could have come and taken it also. It's interesting. It still makes sense when one is buying produce from the marketplace. It still makes sense to separate, Israeli produce, it still makes sense to separate Truma and Maaser because one never, certainly during certain times of year, one never really knows. We discussed earlier in the series that it's not like all the apples that I eat during Shemitah year are Shemitah apples or carrots are Shemitah carrots. It depends when things bloomed, when things took root, when things grew, whatever exactly the rules are for that specific type of food. And therefore, the fact that I show up on the Shemitah year and I buy some produce doesn't mean that halachically it's considered seventh year produce. It might be considered sixth year produce, in which case I certainly am obligated in taking Trumas and Maaseros. Maybe it was picked earlier in the year and it was refrigerated or whatever it is. So it seems that during the Shemitah year, it would make sense to still separate Truma and Maaser, but to do it without a bracha. You know, we're covering our bases, so we make whatever Truma and Maaser declaration, but we don't make the blessing. On the possibility that it's obligated in Truma and Maaser, we take it. And on the possibility that it wasn't, we didn't do anything bad. We didn't make a blessing in vain. So that's one interesting halacha. There's another halacha where we have special gifts for the poor, agricultural commandments, leket shekhopeya. This has to do with a corner of the field being left, just that the poor can come and gather the produce from that corner of the field. Or if I dropped some stalks, I'm supposed to leave it for the poor. Or if I forgot to harvest certain stalks in the first place, I'm supposed to leave it for the poor. None of those halachos are in play. Because again, why do I have to leave it for the poor? It's not my field during the Shemitah year. They could come and take it. So it's just interesting that these aspects are not in play when you're talking about Shemitah produce. I just want to introduce a concept that we'll talk about more tomorrow, God willing, which is there is a large range of laws having to do with the sanctity of Shemitah food, not just how to buy it, but how to use it once I take it home. You're not allowed to be destructive with Shemitah food. There's a lot of focus on this during the Shemitah year in Israel. I can't eat half a Shemitah banana and then just throw out the other half. It doesn't work that way. We're going to have to talk about what exactly is done. We'll get into all of this more tomorrow, God willing. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.